Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Vail. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jose Morales. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. And now, play ball. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins strikes out. 1 out. Felix Milan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milan moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Morales for a passed ball. Milan moves to third. Vail moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards third. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biedner hits a pop-up towards third. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scanlon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vail. Morales reaches second base with a double. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Swan. Morales moves to third. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frias hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vail. Frias reaches second base with a double. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Worthen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swan strikes out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vail is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vail hits a line drive into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Morales and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive towards third. Scanlon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive towards short. Heidman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Scanlon hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Cox batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frias is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Frias hits a line drive into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hyndman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyndman hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen fires to first and has Kleins trapped. There's the throw to Frias, who tags Kleins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthen is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthen strikes out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vail. White reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards third. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vail is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vail strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biedner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Scanlon is 0-for-2 in the game. Scanlon strikes out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Staub moves to third. One out. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyndman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. Grote moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Hazualu pinch hits for Craig Swan. Hazualu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kleins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Jim Little pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jim Little batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Little takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott pinch runs for Jim Little. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthen is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthen strikes out. 1 out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. White hits a line drive towards first. Kingman catches it and steps on first to double up Scott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 3 in the game. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Apodaca covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Parrish now playing third base. Dale Murray now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torre for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hydman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Apodaca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Manuel pinch runs for Jose Morales. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields the ball and throws to second. Hydman drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hydman. Cox moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Foley is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Manuel now playing center field. Barry Foote now catching. Del Unser pinch hits for Gene Kleins. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Unser strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vail is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vail hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser now playing center field. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Dwyer goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.